You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember
to support
them and HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Candidate is calling on both parties to move toward the center.
When are we going to talk about jobs? When are we going to talk about education? When are we going to talk about harmony and bringing people together? And that's what inclusive leadership needs to be.
On Fox News Sunday, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb said his own party has become too liberal, citing the recent push to remove Confederate flags. He compared that to Republicans backing Donald Trump's anti-immigration rhetoric that accuses a majority of illegal immigrants of being rapists and criminals.
This kind of divisive, inflammatory rhetoric by people who want to be commander-in-chief is not helpful.
17 of the nation's largest companies are launching a campaign to hire 100,000 young people who've been shut out of the job market. The 100,000 Opportunities Initiative starts today and is aimed at people aged 16 to 24 who aren't working and aren't in school. Miss Oklahoma is the new Miss USA. Olivia Jordan was crowned the big winner at the 63rd annual Miss USA pageant in Baton Rouge last night. Miss Texas was first runner-up. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
With Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker expected to enter the 2016 presidential race today, one political expert believes he could be a top contender for the Republican nomination.
Looking at the polling and looking at who seems to have the broadest base of potential support and the most resources, Walker is among a trio of candidates who seem to be slightly ahead of the rest of the pack.
Jeffrey Skelly of the University of Virginia Center for Politics says Walker has a high favorability rating among Republicans. However, some polling shows that a large chunk of Republican voters don't even know who he is. Skelly expects Walker to boast about his record of cutting spending and taking on the unions, as well as his success in winning a 2012 recall election. As for where Walker could face tough scrutiny, Skelly says opponents might attack his economic record and his lack of foreign policy experience.
He'll talk about his electoral success. He'll talk about taking on the unions. He'll talk about cutting spending. He'll talk about a lot of the things you expect to hear from a Republican candidate, especially one who has a fairly conservative profile.
Across the aisle, a top Democratic presidential candidate is standing behind the Pope's recent criticism of capitalism.
Casino-type capitalism is causing devastating problems, not only in terms of our climate, but in terms of income and wealth inequality.
On CBS Face the Nation, Senator Bernie Sanders says the majority of new wealth created in the world goes to the richest people. The independent from Vermont praised Pope Francis for giving a voice to the powerless and said the world needs to stop treating money as the, quote, God of life. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Time is 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, 72 degrees. A little more humidity than last week, is it not? Partly cloudy skies. Calm winds, though. Today is Monday, and it's July 13th. Partly cloudy. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible today, 87. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible tonight, low 64, with winds light and variable. Partly cloudy in the morning tomorrow, followed by scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Sounds like a broken record. Or a broken CD, or a broken MP3. High near 80. Chance of rain, 60%. Wednesday, variable clouds and scattered thunderstorms, 85. Sunshine and clouds mixed, 83 on Thursday. Friday, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds, 86. Saturday, the 18th, and that's salsa night. Interval of clouds and sunshine, 88, and a few clouds on salsa night with a low around 65. Keep it that way. I want to see that type of weather when everybody's dancing in the street in Flemington this Saturday. Temperatures in our area. I have Oh, 72 in Raritan, 75 in Quakertown, 73 Tewksbury, 68 over in Frenchtown, 68 in Kingwood, 70 in East Amwell. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. See here coming live from the Hearn Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. Well, you know what that song is. That's the theme to Indiana Jones. And there might just be the birthday of a certain Indiana Jones today. That's right. I just saw a kind of a back behind the scenes trailer on the making of the new Star Wars. I think it's Episode 7. And I saw Han Solo there, a little grayer, him and Chewbacca, but they're still on the set there and still doing what they do. So Harrison Ford is still relevant in the movies. Speaking of movies, go and check out the archives from Friday. Mike at the Movies reviewed his three. He had three good ones for you. So you can check that out on Friday on Good Morning Hunterdon over there in the archives. Go to HuntingChamber.com, go down to the archives, pick Good Morning Hunterdon, and find the date, which is Friday, and Mike was on the first hour of the program. It is 10 after 8. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. Easy there, boy. Oh, the computer decided it's not happy right now. Okay. Let's check traffic, see what's happening, and find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. I have congestion on 78 eastbound. Can you imagine? That's so unusual. Delays on 78 eastbound, west of exit 24, County Route 523, Oldwick Road in Reddington. Delays due to volume. So if you're traveling on Route 78 eastbound, you could experience some slow down there at exit 24, and it usually backs up just a little bit, maybe over to exit 33. Not that significantly, but it's usually sun glare and volume, especially on a Monday when everybody's trying to get back to where they need to go. So that's Good Morning Hunterdon, and that's Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. All right, what's going on with HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Al War on today at 8:40. We'll talk with Al, Business with Al. Al gives us insight into people he's spoken to in Hunterdon County, small business owners, and I always throw him a couple of curveballs to get his insight into business and running business. So we talk with Al from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 9:15, I'll be having Mr. Joe Patton on. Friday it was doom and gloom, and all of a sudden on Monday, 3 days later, things are looking a lot better. The Greeks seem to be having a deal worked out with the EU to finish the third bailout, and that might have a pretty good effect on the markets. And I just was listening to USA Radio there, and it turns out that they might have, they were announcing that there might be a deal on the Iran nuclear talks. Well, what that might be and whether the United States Congress is going to ratify it, I don't know. But hey, that's progress, and we'll find out whether it's really happening or not. So that's with Mr. Joe Patton. We'll find out how that affects the markets. Plus, hey, it's earnings season, so we'll find out from Joe all about it. At 10 o'clock, it's the Rotary Hour. That's Megan Jones-Holt, the executive director of the Flemington Bid. She comes across the hall here, across the road here. And Megan had sent me a note last week that she may or may not be able to come in or may not be able to have a substitute. If that is the case, then we'll certainly find a suitable archive to play on the Rotary Hour, focusing on Rotarians and community service. At 11 o'clock, it's Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's. He's the executive chef over there. Puts together the menu and gives you all sorts of advice, tips, tricks, and insight, and the in behind the scenes decisions that are made by a chef to present the best food and best recipes and best meals possible. Bill has that educational background. He also teaches at the Hunter County Polytech during the year, and he also runs the cafe over there that does Tuesday night meals in the second half of the year. So Bill brings all that advice information to us on Mondays here at 11 o'clock on Chef Bill's Table. At noon, it's In the Aisles with Sue, and I've got word that Sue is on vacay, so we're going to play a show from Sue 2 weeks ago. We'll find out what she had to say over at the Healthy Foods in the Aisles at ShopRite and what's going on there for ShopRite. At 1 o'clock, I have to go and get my papers. I don't usually work on the afternoon set here. But let's see what we got. At 1 o'clock, and I'm waiting for my computer, by the way, to reboot because it decided to have a complaint. You know how it is. Those technology people just don't know what they're doing all the time. At 1 o'clock, it is, I can't remember. Got to find it. Come on, you can do it. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what we'll do while I'm waiting for everything to get its act together here? Why don't we go take our 15-minute break. And we'll put it all... No, I got it right here now. It finally showed up. Thank you very much. All right. One more double click. Well, you know, yeah, there we go. Good. Hang on a minute. We'll be right back.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Genia Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
All right, I'm back, and the reason I couldn't remember what was on one is because right now we have a blank there. If you'd like to be a host on HuntingChamber.com, give the Chamber a call, 908-782-7115. Larry Cartwright is on at 2 o'clock, Mental Health Matters, an award-winning show helping us understand how to deal with, get support for mental illness and brain injuries. Larry continues his hosting on Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air, where they focus on different personnel, programs, and services going on at the medical center. Georgine Trinkle's on from 4 to 5. giving us the current topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon with Hot in Hunterdon. And last but not least, Ms. Ruth Ann Brown, who's constantly in the news making great positive inroads. She does some great work with some folks. Ruth Ann is the celebrant and officiant. She runs her business called Celebration of a Lifetime. And Ruth Ann usually has some really interesting guests that she has been associated with as part of her duties of being an associate and an officiant. So I'm going out to Ruth Ann's webpage to find out what she, in fact, has done. But, again, the computer has decided it's a little slow today. So I'll go and look up that, and we'll come back and tell you, give you that update as well. So hang on, folks. We're getting it all underway here, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntingChamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
All right, I think we got everything under control here now. Ruth Ann Celebrations Hour says she's going to have 2 hours today with musical talent. Oh, that was last week. Excuse me. No, it can't be. She was off last week. I hope that wasn't last week. Yeah, there's Quentin Felding for a special 2-hour show of great music. So Quentin Felding is going to be on. And Ruth Ann does a great job talking with them. So that's what's going on this Friday, this Monday at 5 to 7 p.m. on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Now, for celebration observances for the week and the day, let's see, it's the 13th. So we have Creative Maladjustment Week. Counselor Chad is on Wednesdays at noon to help you with that. Nude Recreation Weekend finished up. I hope you didn't get any sunburn there. Sports Cliche Week finishes up on the 16th. Comic Con is also over. Rabbit Week starts on the 15th, but we haven't gotten there yet. And for the day, Embrace Your Greekness, Your Geekness Day. Tech Today is on tomorrow, where we talk about being a geek. Gruntled Workers Day, everybody's that way. International Town Criers Day. National French Fries Day. And World Cup Soccer Day. We'll talk about that today in history from History.com. Those are celebrations and observances for the week and the day. Pick something and get involved. Wow. Definitely having a computer issue today. All right, let's get on where we need to go. If my computer will allow me to do it, but it's not going to let me do it. Instead, it's breaking down yet again. And I guess we'll, let's see. Are you going to give it? Are you going to let me go? You're just going to fight all the way. Just one of those things. Okay, well, let's wait for... Thank you. Sheesh. All right, moving on. If I can. Doesn't look like I can at the moment. So I think we'll go to... commercial break. We'll do news and weather, and I'll be back with more of Vitamin C and celebrity birthdays, and then we'll get Al War on the line. Maybe something will work today. All right, you're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. San Diego border agents are on high alert after a drug kingpin slips out of a maximum security prison in Mexico.
Joaquin Guzman is known as El Chapo, and officials say he's responsible for smuggling more cocaine, meth, and pot into the U.S. than anyone else, some of which made its way through San Diego checkpoints. Guzman escaped Saturday through an elaborate mile-long tunnel that had been dug under his shower cell and was equipped with air vents and a motorized cart to take him to a small farmhouse. Law enforcement officials believe believe that if he's not caught soon, he may be gone forever. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
Sources close to the ongoing Iran nuclear talks say a deal could be announced as soon as today. A German government source says the deal could be completed quickly if Iranian negotiators will agree to the last few negotiated points. Close to 50 million Americans are facing the threat of potentially dangerous weather today. A weather system loaded with heavy rain, lightning, damaging winds, and the chance of tornadoes is sweeping into the Midwest. This is USA Headline News.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist? Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer relevant in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Sunday night's Miss USA pageant was full of beautiful women going after the crown, but it wasn't without cringeworthy moments. The question round provided its fair share of head-scratchers for the young ladies, specifically Miss Rhode Island, Anaya Garcia. She was asked about political correctness in our society.
I think that it's a balance of both. We need the people to remind us, especially politicians, to remind us what to do right, when to do wrong.
Miss Rhode Island wasn't the only one to stumble. Miss Nevada Brittany McGowan had a long pause when asked about race relations in the U.S. before recovering to say, quote, we need to be more accepting of each other and to bring people together.
I think what we need to do is bring... we need to be more accepting of each other and we need to bring people together. That's what I think we need to do.
The answers brought back memories of Miss Teen USA 2007 contestant Caitlin Upton of South Carolina, who famously stumbled over a question about finding the U.S. on a world map. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow. A Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
A national pharmaceutical group is warning people to stay away from rogue web pharmacies. Dr. Carmen Catazon, the executive director of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, says there are far more sites dispensing dangerous medications than most people realize.
Of 11,000 websites we've looked at, 96% of those websites are illegal or rogue sites, and those sites are selling dangerous drugs and counterfeit drugs, and they're entering the homes across the U.S. and across the world.
Dr. Catazon says some of those medications contain things like lead paint, arsenic, and rat poison. He says to look for online pharmacies with the .pharmacy URL. The National Association of Boards of Pharmacy started the .pharmacy top-level domain recently. It lists pharmacies worldwide that comply with all laws, dispense drugs based on only valid prescriptions, and keep pharmacists available for consultations. Dr. Carmen Catazon, the executive director of the National Boards of Pharmacy, says medications on rogue pharmacy websites can be very dangerous.
Some of those products contain medications that are not safe because there's too little, too much, or they contain very dangerous products. Lead paint, arsenic, rat poison.
He says again to look for online pharmacies with the .pharmacy URL.
A pharmacy that wants to be issued .pharmacy has to make sure they're in compliance with all the state laws and federal laws and laws of their country. They have to only provide medications based on a valid prescription. They have to have a pharmacist available to those patients in order to talk about their medications and problems.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-511.
HMC, or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
-74 degrees right now in Flemington. The time is 8:33. Partly cloudy skies, 3 mile an hour winds. Today is Monday, July 13th. Partly cloudy and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high of 87. Winds light and variable. Partly cloudy and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible tonight as well, but a low of 64 after that. So it sounds like everything's going to clear out after that front comes along. Partly cloudy in the morning, followed by scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, though in the afternoon, a high near 80, chance of rain 60%. Wednesday the 15th, variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms, a high near 85. Sunshine and clouds mixed, 83 on Thursday, generally sunny in an afternoon, clouds and 86 on Friday the 17th. And it was a cloud and sunshine and a high of 88 on Saturday and a low of 65 Saturday night, salsa night. Looks untainted with precipitation. Temperatures in our area, 75 at the county complex, 70 at Alexandria, 72 in Raritan, 71 in East Amwell, 71 in Kingwood and French Lambertville, 77 in White House Station. Good morning, Hunterdon. Sun Chamber Radio weather. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The Hunterdon County Democrat report on the 10th that United Way of Hunterdon County hosts a night of thanks for community volunteers. The Hunterdon County UWHC programs and initiatives in 2014 and 15, United Way of Hunterdon County held its annual meeting at Raspberries in Kingwood Township on June 17th to recognize and honor such efforts. The evening was generously sponsored by CenturyLink, ExxonMobil, Fulton Bank, PPAC Gladstone Bank, and PGB Trust and Investments. That's PPAC Gladstone Bank Trust and Investments, who I've had on, by the way. Spoor, Behrens, Campbell, and Young Securities, and Three Bridges Wealth Advisors. Haek Young Soo, chair of the Governance Committee, presented the nominating report for the Board of Trustees. New members for 2015-16 are Gail Koisla of Newtown, Pennsylvania, Patrice Marks of Jersey City, John Pasiga of Annandale, Michael Aoso of Annandale, Diana Fredericks of Annandale, Jeffrey Grenda of Lebanon, and Jennifer Shore of Flemington. Koisla is a CFO and Senior Vice President of Strategic Initiatives for Hunterdon Healthcare. Marks is the Dean of Academic Affairs and Accreditation Liaison Officer at Raritan Valley Community College. Pasiga, a Hunterdon County resident for 23 years, is a financial advisor and field director at Northwestern Mutual. Aoso, a 9-year Hunterdon County resident, is an IT director at Ethicon. Fredericks is a Hunterdon County resident for 9 years, is a partner at Gebert and Kiefer. Grenda, a Hunterdon County resident for 15 years, is a downstream lab director at ExxonMobil, and Shore has resided in Hunterdon County for 15 years and is the administrator of Hunterdon County Department of Human Services. The 2015-16 Board of Directors officers are elected and are as follows: President Joseph DePinto, President-elect and Treasurer Ann McChrystal, Vice President of Community Resource Investment and Strategic Planning Kathy Close, Co-Chairs Resource Development Jenny Poon and Barbara Pawinski. Secretary is Bradford Muller. Governance Committee Chair Heung Soo and Finance Audit Committee Chair Annex Vias. Additional officers include Barry Goodman, Legal Counsel, and Heung Soo, Ethics Officer. The board is comprised of committed leaders who implement a business model that drives impact and harnesses resources and revenue, according to Bonnie Duncan, the CEO. Retiring board members were also recognized for their time and dedication to the organization. Desi Garcia-Scott, Prasanna Josi, Ivy Latimer, Mary Rose Nguyen, and Sarah Polunsny. Leadership is a key component in every operation UWHC executes, Ms. Duncan said, and people come together for change. For it to be delivered in a meaningful way requires leadership. 22 individuals graduated the board development series upon successful completion and certification process. The program furthers leadership skills and expertise in community members. The graduates are Linda Bryant, Eric Eisenhart, Adam Eisenhut, Jeff Fleischer, Diana Fredericks, Megan Jones-Holt, Freeholder John King, Mary Ellen Kosicks Fleming, Caroline Lamberti, Mike Meyer, Izzy Perez, Susan Peterson, Jenny Plesosh, Andy Ross, Lee Roth, Kendra Schrader, Caroline Scott, Deborah Schenberger, Patricia Springwell, Donna Stefanik, Annex Villas, and Cassia Kalinski. An aspect of the organization that United Way of Hunterdon County takes great pride in is its youth volunteerism. A partner in United Way of Hunterdon County's Youth for United Way program, Julie Nealon of Hunterdon Central Regional High School, began teaching a leadership and philanthropy class in 2009. She was recognized for inspiring students at Hunterdon Central to lead, volunteer, and advocate, and spread awareness to Hunterdon County throughout the course. UWHC celebrated and honored local youth leaders who implement change and involvement and improve their community. Joe DePinto, board president, presented a slideshow highlighting where United Way of Hunterdon County is going. He introduced a country community-wide initiative titled Hunterdon Thrive that aims to connect clients to programs and services and ultimately improve the financial stability of 10,000 residents by 2020. Lots of great things going on here by all of these folks. And you keep hearing the same names over and over and over again. To learn more about United Way and Hunterdon County and how to get involved, go to uwhunterdon.org. Like them on Facebook. Call them at 908-782-3414. Text UW Center to 41444 to make a donation. And look at all that thing, those opportunities there. You can become part of that leadership program and get involved in your community. So great stuff. Megan Jones-Holt is there. Andy Ross. I see all those names. John King. People who want to make a difference tend to be doing it over and over again. And it's just the tip of the iceberg because we have so many other people that could get involved if they really knew what they wanted to do. It's 8:40. I'm going to now take a break and get Mr. Al War on the line. We'll talk with Business with Al. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones-Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4255.
1-800-284-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, it is time for Business with Al. I have Mr. Al Warren on the line from Easton, PA, and it's Al, it's like I haven't talked to you in like 6 days.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear from you.
I love joking with you. All right, we talk business with you, and I like to hit you up with something before we get started in your normal. Okay. I just did a piece on United Way of Hunterdon, and they had a little event going on over at Raspberry's where they, not only was it their board meeting, their annual board meeting and a celebration, all that, but they also bring all their volunteers together to enjoy a party and celebrate the year. Where do you stand on the ability to have to blow off steam with a business and your employees, and how does that affect the psyche and the profitability of your business?
Well, I think, first of all, it's very important, but it shouldn't be limited to an annual event. It should be ongoing. You develop a close relationship with employees, and they have problems, and their problems are your problems if you're running a business.
Wow. Yep.
So you have to stay close to your employees. That doesn't mean intrusively get involved in their personal business. It doesn't mean that at all, but it does mean that they have concerns about the job, the future, the economy in general, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that there should be more group-oriented things, but then there actually could be more one-on-ones between you as the a business owner and an individual employee on certain days. So you have
absolutely. Too frequently in my experience, employers in small business tend to focus entirely on the business and look at employees as contributing significantly to that business, but only in a certain respect.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to forget that every employee has a personal life.
Yep.
And they bring it to the business every day.
That's right.
Whether you want it or not.
Yep.
So you have to keep abreast of employees, their needs, their concerns, their questions need to be answered. You need to have a working relationship with employees is my view, having been there.
I'm with you all the way. You have those informal meetings, and they're watching your back. If you don't have those informal meetings, when something awry shows up that's in their lap, they can make a decision as to throw the business under the bus or be an advocate for it.
A very good small example of this is the person that answers the phone in your business is your business.
Yep.
And if they're in a bad mood that day, it shows.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow.
That's just a small example of what we're talking about, but there are other things that come into play as well.
Right. Well, those examples show up on Al's blog, which is helpmysmallbusiness.blogspot.com, so you can get all those little gems that he offers. So who did we talk to this week, Al?
I was talking about residential real estate.
Okay.
We live in a county where residential real estate is very important. Hunterdon County is, of course, one of the leading counties in the nation as far as income is, and it's reflected in the values of real estate. But there are some changes afoot in real estate, in residential real estate, that people need to be aware of.
How's that?
Hello?
Yeah, how's that? What type of changes are you talking about?
Yeah, I talked to Robert Beatty. Bob Beatty.
Yeah.
He and Pamela are partners in real estate and have been for many years. They work through the Clinton Weichert Realty Office, and they're one of the leading producers of sales of real estate in the county, as well as in New Jersey. They don't just work in Hunterdon.
Mm-hmm.
But he was confirming what I already knew, that the values of residential real estate are tending to go up.
Okay.
At the present time, and interest rates are probably going to be increasing going forward. They're right now at 4%, 4.5%, whatever. Mm-hmm. You have to know what you're talking about when you get into interest rates. But he and Pamela are very active in this market and very knowledgeable on what's happening in the real estate. Resale homes are very active right now, and the longer term problem is that inventory is not being replaced to the extent that it has been in the past. New construction is just not as good as it should be.
Okay, so it's good for the resale.
It
seller.
It means that resales are up, but the word of caution here is people are looking for turnkey situations. His term there.
Mm-hmm.
They want everything ready to move in. They don't want to face having to redo the kitchen or the bath or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They want, or painting, they want everything done so that they move in and it is done and they can go off and do whatever they do every day and not have to worry about the home front.
Okay. But there isn't somebody that's out there that's looking for a discount because the kitchen isn't painted? They're not looking?
No, that's always a consideration.
Okay.
But if you want to attract the most buyers and those with the money,
yep,
these days, you really should take note of the fact that people are looking for move-in conditions. They don't want to be bothered with having to do anything. There is always a market for a fixer-upper or things to be done, sure,
mm-hmm,
but you're not going to realize the best price, and you're not going to attract all the good buyers.
Okay, so you need to work on all your other honeydews to get it all up to speed and so that somebody walks in and it's they move in and they start their life.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. The spring buying season, of course, is over.
Yep.
That's the peak season for the year, but there is also a fall buying season coming up, and you still have time to get things ready or do things to get ready for. And if you're going to address the fall market cycle, you need to start now to get things done. I talked to Kim Ward-Baxo.
Okay.
She is a broker in Lambertville, and she owns River Valley Realty there, and very active. She's been in the business for 20 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And she had another view of the situation. She says that most younger people, younger buyers, are not looking to move to the suburbs.
Yeah.
They want a place in town.
Yeah.
And they're looking in small towns for situations that they can you know, walk to the store or walk downtown or go get a latte or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They do, but they're looking for a different market.
Yeah.
She is addressing it head on in Lambertville and the surrounding area. She recently opened another office in Yardley in Pennsylvania, but she is addressing the younger buyers in the market.
What did she define as younger? What was that age range?
We're talking millennials here, people who were born after 1990.
Okay.
Or maybe slightly before.
Mm-hmm.
But they're looking for living in town.
It
marks a shift and a dramatic shift, it seems to me, in residential construction, buying, renovation, whatever,
right,
that whole segment of the market, which, by the way, is the basis for the U.S. market. It's just extremely important.
Yeah.
With new home construction and renovation of older properties and offering them for sale. She does, right now, she's doing pre-listing walkthroughs for homes and staging to maximize the selling price.
Mm-hmm.
But she and she does all kind of, I think about half of her sales are in Hunterdon County and in Bucks County, but they're concentrating on that and really looking at that younger market that's coming on that is looking for move-in conditions.
Now this
and
this
in
came
town,
yep.
Walkable places to live as opposed to the suburbs. I think this represents a major shift.
Absolutely. This came up in the SEDS, the county, the Comprehensive Economic Development Study, that that the millennials were looking for that type of destination as their home base. It really put Flemington on the defensive because they don't really have a lot of that type of availability.
You'd be surprised when you really start looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Stangle Center and around it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just sitting there for years and years, and all of a sudden it was rediscovered. Well, this represents the same kind of trend.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also put the folks out in the suburbs, which was the Hunterdon County mantra for decades.
For decades, yeah.
Having the house with the sprawling land. That's not what the millennials are looking for. So it's interesting that you have these two, this dichotomy of two different, two different types of examples. You have the urban-esque, and then you have this resale that's going on. And from what I heard, it's the what they call the McMansions that are hot for sale right now because.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The current deadline for a nuclear deal with Iran is being threatened by disputes around attempts to look into the country's alleged work on nuclear weapons, and the U.S. Congress is skeptical.
A lot of concern, and with a country that's one of the primary sponsors of state sponsors of international terrorism, responsible for taking a lot of innocent lives, including American lives, dating back to the early 80s, this is very troubling.
That was Texas Senator John Cornyn in a Fox News interview. Greece has reached a bailout agreement with its European creditors, but it requires Greek lawmakers to pass the austerity measures that include sales tax increases, reforms to pensions, and labor markets. Then Greece can receive $97 billion in bailout cash and support for its banks to reopen. But some political parties are calling for demonstrations against the measures. This is USA Headline News.
Turn down that radio!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction.